Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God's grace is not sufficient for us because of what we're going through, because of the challenges that we have in our lives, because of what we see or what we hear, or even what we read. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God has simply forgotten about us, and it put us in a place of fear. It put us in a place of doubt. It put us in a place that causes us to be stunted in our mind, in our thoughts. And so we cannot grow out of that place, but we allow that place to grow inside of us. And that place is not where God wants us to be. He wants us to be in a place of freedom. He wants us to be in a place of hope. He wants us to be in a place of assurance within Him. All that amazing grace is so sufficient for us, you guys. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of doubting so many things that the Lord has said in our lives and all over our lives. But we need to know and understand that we have to be in position. When we position ourselves, we have to fall under that thing called obedience. We have to fall under that thing that is called trusting. But it's a lot of times that in our own thoughts and in our own minds that we have delusions and illusions of the certain other things that could happen or that should happen or that we hope that could happen, not knowing that God is doing some things even if we don't even see Him doing it. He may have to do some things down in inside of us before we even get to that place so we can cross over that threshold or we can enter into that place of peace and rest. We always got to understand, that God does His best work in the dark. We need to understand that God is the kind of God that is concerned about us. So this is why He tells us to cast our cares on Him, because He cares for us. This is why He said, come on ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. This is why He said, yoke up with me. See, we got to yoke up with the Lord in order for to get into that place of peace. We got to yoke up with the Lord in order for to get into that place of assurance in Him. We cannot trust in our bank accounts or our jobs or this person or that person or what we think we should do for to get this or to get that or for to make that happen. We got to simply trust into God, trust in God, and put our trust into Him. We cannot trust in our own selves even because we think and believe that we can and we got the capabilities or the knowledge or the skills or I went to school and I did this and I did that. We cannot even trust in that because in a split second you can lose your very mind and not even know who you are. Let me sit up here and tell you, I say these things because I know from experience. I'm not just saying these things. It put us in a place of not being sure of what is going to happen in the next. So it put us in a place of fear. Fear causes us to have phantoms, y'all. Those are delusions and illusions and imaginations in our own mind and in our own thoughts because of what we think should or what we think shouldn't or what we think could or what we think couldn't or how we think or when we think or what we think. Our mind messes us up. We get to wandering around and wandering around within our own thoughts until we run into a brick wall. We're kicking up against the bricks, or we in a dark place. Our lives is cloudy and foggy. We cannot see nothing because we ain't got no light before us. In the midst of God waking me up on this morning and talking to me about what He want me to preach about on today, when I sit up here and tell you, the first thing that He showed me was the Israelites in the midst of the water and how He was a light before them. He was a light before them. He was a light before them and yet fire behind them to protect them. And yet they still had that fear. They had that fear because of what was in their mind or what was in their thoughts or what they see. Just imagine you walking through the depths of a sea and on one side the water is held up, on the other side the water is held up, and all you can see is whales and sharks and all kind of animals that's in the inside of the water that you do not know, never seen before. And it's real dark down there because they ain't had electricity there. But God was a light. He said He put a light before them so that they could see their way, and fire behind them to protect them if somebody was coming behind them. But they still had that fear. They did not come into a place of rest until they entered out of the depth land until they got on land. And then when they turned around and they saw the waters cover up that adversary, that challenge, that thing that made them fear. So what is inside of our hearts on today? We're afraid of any and everything. We're afraid of what somebody gonna say about us, thinking and believing that they can or they are trying to kill your reputation, to kill your character, to kill your integrity. We're afraid of what's gonna go on the job when we go. If I don't do this or I don't do that, then I may get fired. We be afraid that we're gonna get overlooked even on our jobs, and somebody else is getting a promoted and we're not. And it causes us to go into a place of being snared. We ain't talking about the fears of this life when we don't want to approach a certain other thing or a certain other person because it causes us to be shamed, embarrassed. Shame and embarrassment. Causes us to get into that place. Fear. All this stuff comes from fear. I'm afraid to be in the presence of other people because this may be exposed and it may cause me to be embarrassed or it may cause me to feel ashamed. So I'm going to crawl up under the table and either I'm a room. I'm afraid to approach this situation and approach this person because this may happen or they may act like this or they may act like that. I'm afraid of what the outcome may be because I know I did what I did. And I know I was wrong when I did. But I'm afraid what the outcome may be, so I'm going to lie about it and say I ain't do it. Huh. We're talking about what fear leads you to do. When the children is getting chastised by their parents, and their parents already know the truth, and then they approach them about it, and then what do they say? They start lying because they're afraid. They're afraid of the outcome of the consequences. Is that not us as adults as well? We're afraid to look at somebody eye to eye when we know we're a mess. We're afraid to look at somebody eye to eye when we know we are exposed. We're afraid to look at somebody eye to eye and apologize for something that we did, knowing that we did it. But we're afraid because why? We're afraid they're going to look at us differently. We're afraid they're going to talk about us. We're afraid that they're going to think like this about me. Or they're not going to think the same. We're afraid that we're not going to be accepted by folk. So I got to make sure that I limit myself and I don't say this and I don't say that because I'm afraid that they might not be friendly to me. I'm afraid to go and confess a thing that I know that I did because I don't want nobody to talk about me. We're talking about the fears. These fears, the Lord say, are phantoms in our mind that the enemy tries to keep us in that place so that we will not be free from it. He wants us to be all wrapped up and tied up in our fears that it'll slow us down or it'll prevent us from walking in our destiny. He wants these fears to keep us in that place where we won't even step out in entrepreneurship. Ha, I'm afraid that people will not buy this, or people won't listen, or people won't invest. Or here's the main one that we are. I'm afraid that people won't support me. Who cares? Because everyone know that you get, guess what? God will give you two yeses. You're not going to get yes all the time when you ask for something. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid of that rejection and don't act. Because if you be afraid of it, that might be the yes that phantom in your mind got you thinking, oh, they going to say no anyway. That's your own imagination that is preventing you from getting it. We're talking about phantoms of fears and then it's a colon. You are valued. I'm going to show you in the scriptures. It's a lot of times we don't want to walk up to people and tell them what thus said the Lord because we don't think and believe that they're going to accept us or we don't think and believe that they're going to believe us. So what if they don't believe you? if they don't accept it. The Bible says that when you enter into the house, you taking your peace with you. And if that house is worthy, then you put your peace inside of that house. You do what God is required for you to do. And if by chance that they do not accept it, he said, kick the dust off your feet, keep it moving, and take your peace back. So in other words, you leaving them right there where they was, scared, unsure. They can't even encourage their own selves because they so afraid. They can't even continue to press on because fear got them in their mind thinking this way, and then they gotta act that way, and then they gotta do this thing, and then they gotta not do this thing. Baby, let me tell you something about fear. Fear is death to any and everything that you could ever imagine. That's what fear does to you. It kills everything in you. It kills your positive thoughts because you're scared. It kills you. It would kill the integrity inside of you because you're too afraid to humble yourself. So you got to keep walking in pride. That fear of thinking you being ran over or thinking that you're not getting your way again, guess what? It's going to kill that integrity inside of you, and that pride is going to rise up because you are afraid that you ain't being heard. So you're going to let that pride cause you to what? Snap. We're talking about fear. The phantoms in the mind of fear. Oh, they always do me like that. Oh, they always rejecting me. Oh, this has been happening to me all my life. Why are you saying that? Because you are afraid that the opposite will happen. So you're going to keep on speaking that thing into existence. You're going to keep on thinking that thing, so that's what it's going to be. You're going to keep on acting that way because that's where your comfort zone is, because you are afraid of the next. Oh, let's talk about the next. I'm afraid of the next because I don't know what's next. I'm afraid of the next. I'm afraid that they're gonna cut my lights out because I ain't got the money for the paper that I I'm afraid I'm not gonna have the money for to do this and do. I'm afraid they're gonna take all my money. I'm afraid I'm gonna lose my job. I'm afraid I'm not gonna have a roof over my head. What are you afraid of when you say you know who God is? These are the phantoms in the mind that kills everything that you believe and put you in a place of doubt. We're talking about the fears. The fears within, baby. The name of the sermon today is Phantoms of Fear. And then it's a colon. You are valued. And then it's an explanation point. Because we really don't understand what we mean to God. He tried to prove it through Jesus. But we don't understand it because we are so afraid of everything. We're afraid of everybody. We're afraid of being all by ourselves. We're afraid that this ain't going to happen and that ain't going to happen. We're afraid we ain't going to be loved. We're afraid that can't don't nobody like us. So we try to separate ourselves. We're afraid that we're not a part of. So we segregate our own selves. These are phantoms in the mind. If you did not think that you were not a part of, you would not separate yourself. You're afraid that you're going to be rejected. Why you? What you scared of? Don't you know? Matthews. That's the book we're going to. Oh God. Lead us on today. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and your hope. You know any and everything that we need, and you know even what we don't need. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the hardness of the heart on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept these things and open up our hearts, that we may be able to receive just what you say, God, without fear. Lord, you are not a God of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. You said perfect love casts out fear. You tell us all through the Bible, Lord, not to be afraid because you are with us. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch the minds and the thoughts of your people, that these phantoms, Father God, will not allow them or cause them to have illusions, imaginary doubts. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be true even to our own selves, God. Help us to confess these things even within and without, Father God, without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt, all because we think and believe that a person will treat us differently or act different, Father God. They will not accept us, they'll reject us, God, or even they're going to talk about us, Father God, and try to defame us, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to lift up a standard for you, Lord, because it's only you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we want to prove something to us, not nobody else. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us out today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we have been slandered, we've been talking about God. Oh God, people have pointed a finger at the head. They have spoken all manner of evil, Father God, against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But you have said in your word, God, that that mouth that rise up, Lord, you're going to shut it down. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your truth to be revealed within the hearts of your people today, God, that they may be able to know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, their value in you. They are valued by you, God. Oh God, give us that peace on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we open up our hearts unto you, Father God, and we welcome you in. There's so many times, Father God, we try to work it out on our own. There's so many times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we try to figure it out on our own. But Lord, you are the one that has already wrote our story, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. You are the beginning and the end, God. You are all sovereign and all powerful, body. And nothing can happen without you. Oh God, you already fashioned it, preordained and predestined it, Father God, even before we was formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly. You knew, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every challenge, Father. You knew, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every trial. You knew, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that when we be out of Son and Oko see that we was going to have trying times. But you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we got a reward if we endure, God. So we will not be afraid, Father God, of the fight. We will not be afraid, Father God, of the challenge. We will not be afraid, Father God, of what people think, what they say, even how they act. We will not be afraid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept your truth, because your truth is what's going to make us free from that fear. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to posture ourselves, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to position ourselves, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to bow down to you and submit ourselves under your mighty hand. And in bowing, Father God, that means we're going to cast our cares at your feet. We're going to give you every problem, every worry, every concern, and every trouble, and every challenge. We're going to give it all to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are the great I am. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing can stand before us, God, because you are there. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a great, big, almighty God. You are the one, Lord, that sits high and look low. You are the one, Father God, and you don't go shut and you don't go see. That opens up the door in the right time and season. You are the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that prepares our hearts, Father God, for the very things that we think is hard. You, Father God, is the one that does all the purging and the pressing and the beating. It is you, God. It is not that individual that you're using, but it is you using that individual that we can get it right. Oh God, help us out today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that be our constant and local sea. And continue, Father God, to remove the scales of our eyes and uncork our ears. Help us out today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in your truth, therefore death cannot even cause us to be afraid. Help us today, Lord. Oh God. That your revelation will resound in our hearts, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba, rain down on us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be as we continue to welcome you, as we continue to invite you. We're making ourselves available, Father God, in the the name of Jesus for your purpose as you have called, for your purpose as you have chosen, for your purpose, God, because it was intentionally purposed only for you. Oh, God, remove that spirit of fear on today, that your people will be able to understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it. Let your glory train be in this place on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and consider every prayer that's on altar. Consider every hidden prayer that's even in the inside of our hearts, Father God, that we never even speak out because we are afraid. Oh God, help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be fearful of absolutely nothing. The Lord has even shown me that we are afraid that other people get more attention than us, and that we are not getting no attention. So we are afraid that they may be recognized or that they may be acknowledged. See, this fear causes us to go into a place where we are snared. This fear causes us to go into a place where we think and believe this, and we think and believe that. These are all these phantoms in our mind and in our thoughts, says the Lord. Fear is dangerous, y'all. Is y'all really getting it? Fear is a dangerous place to be because it causes hindrances. That's what fear does. Fear wants you to be hindered. And who better most wants you to be hindered than that is the devil, y'all. We're talking about the fears that we have inside of our hearts and our lives that prevent us from being free, even in the things that we see or even in the things that we hear. Phantoms of fear. I remember when I was in school, when the Lord told me to go back. And I used to take these tests and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, Lord. I say, I ain't even study for that thing. So I was afraid that I wasn't going to pass it. I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to get to that place or hear that thing or do that thing. I was just afraid of it. That fear. Fear causes us and hinders us from stepping into or receiving that thing that we need. The fear. Phantoms of the fear. These are all the things that causes us not to even get into that place of knowing, because we do not even want to encourage our own self. And it's hard for us to encourage even our own self because we are in a place of fear. It's hard for us to encourage ourselves. So I encourage you today to encourage yourself and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. There should be absolutely nothing that we should be afraid of because we all fall short. There should absolutely be nothing that we are afraid of because we all need Jesus. The name of the sermon today is Phantoms of Fear. You are valued. Phantoms of Fear. P-H-A-N-T-O-M-S. Them phantoms. Don't y'all know them as only delusions and illusions in our own mind and in our own heart? Them phantoms have put us in a place of conjuring up imaginary conclusions. We're talking about the kind of fears that we have down in the inside of our lives that we worry about what people say and what they think or how they act or what they gonna act. Are they gonna look at me different? Are they gonna treat me different? These are all fears. Oh, what's gonna happen on the job? This is why we compete with one another, because we are afraid that they're gonna get promoted and we ain't. They gonna get acknowledged and we ain't. We are afraid that this is gonna be taken or that's gonna be taken, or we're gonna lose this or we're gonna lose that. We even afraid to die. Y'all, all these fears, they overtake us. I remember when the Lord brought to my memory today my sister's death. My sister died when she was 30 years old, and she died of cancer. And so I remember when she was going through that phase and going through it. Now, in her last days, I was not in the state of Michigan. I lived in Savannah, Georgia. But before that time came, they told my sister that she would not live a year, and she lived 15 years after she was diagnosed. Okay. So in the midst of it, this is, because me and my sister that died, we was like two peas in a pod, baby. Everybody used to call us twins because we looked just alike. And we was extremely close. And so I'm just going to pause this so I can tell y'all this story. And so this morning when I got up, the Lord had brought that to my memory. And so I went to my Bible because I got a tendency of writing down all the deaths of the people who were close to me inside of my Bible. And so when I went in there, I said, oh, wow. My sister died June 1st, 1996. It's been almost 30 years since my sister passed away. And so the Lord had showed me that. And so in the midst of him showing me that, he instant replied. I'll never forget. My sister was so weak and so sick one day, and she wanted to take a bath. And she said, would you come over to my house and give me a bath? I said, sure. And so I went over there, and I helped her to the tub because she could not even hardly walk. And in the midst of it, I put her in the tub, and I got ready to clean. This is what she said to me. She said, get some of them gloves up there and put on before you wash me, because I know how you is about dirt. Now, is what she said to me. I say, you my sister. What am I gonna put some gloves on for? Okay, you my sister. So after I ran on bath water and she sat down, I never forget when she sat down and she had bent her knees up. She bent her knees up and she laid her head on her knees because she was so weak, y'all. She was so weak. Now my sister did not want to get treated for cancer. She just did not want to go through it. Now, how I knew that her time was coming near is because my sister had really pretty long hair. But her hair was like a newborn baby's hair. Literally, y'all. And so she always had a good grade of hair. But it was like, you know how when your baby was born, she had that curly, smooth. That's how her hair was looking. And she said, pour some water over my head. So I poured some water over her head, and the Lord told me to start praying. In the midst of me pouring the water over her head, she started crying, and she started talking to the Lord and just started repenting and doing all this other different kind of stuff. And then she took her head, and it was on her knees, and she turned to the other way, and she looked back at me. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. Just like that. I said, you're going to be good. Because again, y'all know, I'm finna get ready to go to Savannah, Georgia. It was before I moved down there. She said, and then she looked at me and she started crying. She said, I don't want to die. I said, no, baby. I say, none of us wants to die. And I asked her this thing. I say, are you afraid to die? She said, no. I just don't want to. Just like that. Now, mind you, in the midst of it, all I could think about was how God had washed her, because this is what she said to me. Pour some water over my head. And after I poured the water over her head, she started praying. She just started praying. So I got to praying with her. And then that's when she turned over and looked at me, and she smiled. My sister had the prettiest smile, and she had them real deep dimples. I only got one. She had two. She had them real deep dimples. And when she looked, I said, you're so pretty. I used to always tell her, I said, you're so pretty. She said, I just don't want to die. I'm not ready yet. Just like that. And so in the midst of him showing me all this different other kind of stuff, I got to thinking, she only had one kid. And that baby died. It died in the womb. She was 7 months pregnant. They couldn't save the baby. It died in, and the only thing that I was thinking about, now this is a whole nother story, y'all. Y'all got to listen to me, a whole nother story. And I'm going to tell y'all that second part another day. But when I sit up here and I tell y'all, we as people got to stop being afraid of everything. We got to stop being afraid of everything. It causes us to have phantoms inside of our mind. She knew that she was going to die 15 years before she came to that point of knowing. When my mother called me and I was in Savannah, Georgia, she said, "Yvette, your sister want to talk to you." Now, my sister did not know anybody but me and my mother because the cancer had ate her all up. In 2 weeks, she went from 210 pounds all the way down to 75 pounds. It ate her up, ate her brain up. She didn't know nobody but me and my mama. She called me. She had my mama call me, and this is what she said in the thing. She said, "You better hurry up and get here because I'm trying to wait on you now." Just like that. I said, "Well, my flight don't leave until tomorrow at 7 p.m. I said, "I'll be there tomorrow evening." Just like that. She said, "Okay." So I called the airlines. This was the very first time I ever flew in my life. I called the airlines. I asked them, did they have any cancellations? And they said no. They ain't have no cancellations, so I couldn't get there no earlier. The next morning, my mama called me at 7 o'clock and told me my sister had passed. I believe that was the third worst day of my life. I ain't remember none of this. When I woke up, I was in the bed. My little sister told me, she said, all we heard was a thump. And I grabbed the phone. And when mama told you that she was gone, you passed out. When I woke up, I got there at 7 the next day because they canceled my flight. And when I got there, they had just took my sister out of the house. She was there all night like that with my mama in the bed. And so when I got there, my mom was sitting in the chair. She was just rocking back and forth crying. My baby gone. My baby gone. My baby gone. And so I asked my mother, was she scared? She said no. She said, your sister turned around, looked at me, told me she loved me, told me to tell you that she loved you, and she tried to wait. She looked out the window. She said the sun came up. She smiled, closed her eyes, and took her last breath. So she didn't suffer. She had suffered all that time. But her last breath, she didn't suffer. I wanted to know, was she afraid? Now, why I asked her that then, I don't know until I understand it now. So when he had me praying about fear, let's go to the book. Matthew chapter 10. Phantoms of fear. And then it's a colon. You are valued. What is a phantom? It's something apparent to sense, but with no substantial existence. These are these things that we create up in our minds and in our thoughts. It's something elusive, delusional, or visionary. It's something that we imagine within our own selves and in our own thoughts. It's something that we have experienced, or somebody said something to us and we're afraid to face it. So we may lie about it. Or we may run from it. What about that kind of fear that causes you to go into a place where you do not want to approach that person because you're afraid of what they may say or even how they may act? Because you got the illusion in your mind, oh, they ain't gonna listen to me anyway. So that's a form of fear, y'all. We talking about the kind of fear, I'm going to be all by myself. I told y'all how I used to love my kids' father so much. And to the very thought of us not being together, I got weak in my knees and hit the floor. Was that really fear or hurt? You see what I'm saying? It was fear. It was fear. We so don't want to be alone. And yet when God put people in our life, we push them away. But yet we're afraid to be by ourselves. What about that kind of fear that causes us to act some type of way, do some type of thing on our jobs because I'm afraid that they're going to get promoted and I'm not. But I'm more qualified than them. So I'm afraid they're noticed and I'm not. So we walking in pride and we try, well, I did this and I did that. Now we want to get up. We are so afraid. It causes us to be snared and it holds us back. I'm going to prove it to y'all. The Bible says so. What about the kind of fear that the Lord has positioned you or asked you to say this or asked you to say that? And let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of times that we be out of position and the Lord show you something, to tell you something, or want you to tell somebody else something, and you don't do it out of fear because you do. She don't even go to church. So how's she going to try to come and tell me something? So we don't say it because we afraid. But you know what God done showed you and told you? It don't matter what nobody else thinks. So it hinders us. Why? Because in our thoughts and in our mind, we think this person going to say this or we think this person going to think that way. So we don't say nothing. You hindering that. You hindering what God. Don't you know the most evilest person in the world will come up and tell you something that the Lord said that can benefit you and cause you to grow, not just spiritually, but naturally as well? But we afraid to approach these things. Sometimes we simply afraid to walk away from some stuff because we can't get our point across. Not because I can't get my point across. It's causing me to be snared. How? Because I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get loud. I'm going to start fussing, cussing. I want to fight. I want to get... Because I'm afraid that you don't hear me. I'm afraid that you're not going to accept what I'm saying. So it causes me to be ensnared. How am I ensnared? Because now I'm mad at you and I'm bitter and I'm hateful and I don't like you. Because you don't never listen to me anyway. Fear comes in many different forms. I'm going to tell y'all this one more time, and I said it when I was up here earlier. Fear would kill any and everything inside of you. It'll kill your imagination from positive to negative. It'll kill you so until you can't even encourage yourself. Fear will hinder you from stepping out to be an entrepreneur because you're afraid, and I'm going to say it again, people ain't going to support you. The Bible declares that you let your hands do all the work, and it'll praise you in the gates, baby. You ain't got to worry about fear. We're afraid to say certain other things because we're afraid of how people may act towards us. We're afraid of rejection. Oh, I'm not going to tell them exactly. I ain't going to tell them how I really feel because they may reject me. But so what? Every no and every rejection you get, guess what? It's going to be somebody who's going to want you. It's going to be somebody who's going to support you. It's going to be somebody. You know what? We get mad when people talk about us. Come on, somebody. We get mad when people try to defame us or you should or what you should. Well, you should have did this. I told you that's what you get there. We be so afraid of the opinions of other people. And so it causes us to get bitter, mad, and angry. Well, I don't care what nobody say about me. Say whatever you want to say. Who cares? The Bible said every tongue that rises up against you, he'll bring them to shame. He'll bring them to shame. He'll make it so that lie that they said or whatever they did to try to convince somebody else, baby, it'll all turn on you. And now who embarrassed? Now who ashamed? Now who you ain't got to worry about getting no get back. I'm afraid that if I don't do nothing, people gonna think I'm a wuss. Be a wuss then. I don't care. I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't gonna do nothing. Actually, I'm not gonna even think about it. Or are you? You because fear. That fear of worrying about what people going to say or how they going to treat you or how they not going to treat you or why they not treat you. Fear. fear, just scared of everything. Scared to tell the truth. Scared to confess. Why? Because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Just afraid of everything. I'm afraid if I go to the doctor and the doctor tell me this, such, 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 so I'm not going to go to the doctor because I don't want them to keep me. I'm scared they're going to keep, I'm afraid that they, you better hurry up and go, because if you don't, it may be too late. Now you're afraid to die. Fear on top of fear. It will kill everything in you. I'm afraid that my family ain't going to ever talk to me again and such and such, such. So what the? I'm afraid that they want to sell me for just who I am. So what? Let's go to the book. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Phantom. It's something appearing to sense but with no substantial existence. It's something elusive or visionary. It's the object of continual dread or abhorrence. We dread certain other things because of what we have thought up in our mind. Something existing in appearance only is not real and exists only in the imagination. Did I tell y'all that's what a phantom is? It's not real and it only exists in your very own thoughts. You can believe your thoughts so until you will be walking around here with an attitude for absolutely nothing, because what you said, what you thought, what you heard has caused you to have delusions, illusions, and conjure up your own scenario, and now you are hooked on that phantom in your head, that phantom in your mind. You distracted. You can't even accept the truth. You don't even want to accept the truth. It's hard to. Don't you know the Bible declares that it's going to make you free? It's going to free you from that phantom inside of your mind. But we don't want to listen. We don't want to accept it. We don't want to hear it. Oh, they always talking about me. Talk about me. Talk about, please talk about me. Because I'm not going to imagine nothing that I think you said, because I don't care. Because I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you conjured up. Because I don't want to be hindered from being free in my mind. I can't be free in my mind if I'm afraid of what everybody say. I can't be free in my mind if I'm afraid about what everybody do to me or what they think they're going to do. I cannot be free in my thought. I can't even get no sleep at night because I'm tossing and turning because I'm afraid of this person ain't going to look at me the same because I done confessed this or I done said, who cares? Baby, ain't going to lose not 1 week. You hear me? I'll probably wake up wiping my mouth from slobbing. Did you hear what I say? I'm not afraid of absolutely. I was in a conversation on this week. And in the midst of me being in a conversation on this week, the person say, just what they said to me, it just blew me. You're not afraid of what they may do, if they may snap. I said, absolutely not. I'm not afraid. Baby, I'm going to speak that truth whether they like it or not. I'm going to tell them what does say the Lord whether they want to accept it or not. I'm not afraid of what they can do to me or how they do. I'm not afraid of any of those things because my safety rests in the Lord. My assurance rests in God. So I'm not going to be afraid. Sometimes you just got to open up your mouth. Did you hear me? And just see. Don't be afraid. I'm going to say that one more time to you. Sometimes you just got to open up your mouth and just say it. You You ain't got to say it all mean and ugly and whatever. But sometimes, baby, when you speak the truth, it sounds ugly to everybody else. I got to say, I don't know why you want me to say that to you again. Sometimes you just got to open up your mouth and just say it. I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, how long you've been doing it, or how wrong you think you is. And let me sit up here and tell you something, baby. It does not matter. I'm going to say it to you one more time because the Lord told me to. Sometimes you just got to say it. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid of whether or not they're going to receive it. Don't be afraid of whether or not they're going to accept it. Don't be afraid whether or not they're going to be your friend. Are they going to talk about you? Just say it. It's okay. Let me give you an example. If you mad, you say what you feel, don't you? So if God's showing you something or telling you something, just say it. I don't care who it is. Because can't none of them put you in heaven or hell. Absolutely none of them. Can't none of them put you in heaven and hell, baby. If you're doing good, they're going to talk about you. And if you're doing bad, they're going to still talk about you. Let them talk. Don't be afraid of how people look at you. They see your value. They see your value, baby. When other people see value inside of you, they want to be valued like you. I gotta say it again. When other people see you are valued, they want to be valued too. Everybody ain't got the right kind of heart. I don't care what they're doing in or out the church. Did you hear what I say? And because you are valued, folks see it, don't they? They see it. So they're going to try to talk about you. Or they're going to try to, this is a good one right here. Say it nice and make you feel like you are less than or you never can. Oh, I did this and I did that and I tried and it just didn't work out for me. So I had to do this. And, well, you more valued than they are. Because you got a different kind of trust. You got a different kind of belief. That's why it always worked out. Did you know that? It ain't nothing that you're doing though. It's working out because you believe and you trust. I wouldn't care what you're doing or where you at. That's why I work out. For them that are called, not just to move. See? You can run, but you can't hide, baby. You can run, but you can't hide, pretty little thing. I'm serious. We are valued. We don't even know and understand our value. We hear, oh, God love us so much until he sent his only begotten son. Don't you know about sending the only kid that he... Is you going to sacrifice your only kid, any kid that you got? Just to show us that we are valued. So why we got these imaginary phantoms inside of our mind and our thought? Because other people don't value us. They may not value us, but they see the value and they want your value. That's why they try to slander, and that's why they try to talk about you, and that's why they try to defame you, and that's why they try to... I'm telling you, but I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. Any and everybody know who Jesus was. He was the head man in charge on earth. Any and everybody knew, even the very wicked. So I don't care, even if people wicked and evil towards you, they know your value because they know whose you are. I'm finna prove it to you guys. Come on, let's go to chapter 10, Book of Matthews. Book of Matthews. We're going to start. Phantoms of fear. I told y'all what phantoms is. What is fear? To experience concern or anxiety is the emotion experienced in the presence of a threat or danger. We feel like folk be threatening us because they're recognized and we're not. That's a threat to some folk. You did? Yeah, they hit home, didn't it? Pretty good. We feel like people threaten us when I could do the same thing that you do, but you want them to do it, and I could do it too, but they get recognized for their works, but I don't get recognized. That's a threat. It caused me to go into a place of fear and anxiety. I feel threatened when somebody trying to interfere where they ain't got no business interfering. So that's a threat to me. Being in your household, in your home, in your relationships, concerning your children, concerning that, I don't give a rat's tail what it is. You got me in a place of fear because I feel threatened by you and I'm having an anxiety attack, and I may not be responsible for what I do, how I act, how I treat you, or even how I think, because I'm scared. Baby, folk have sabotaged other people's jobs. Folks, I gave y'all an example of what the girl did for me and my job when I stayed in bed. That threat put me in a place of fear. It put me in a place of fear, so I gotta make sure that I come above by any means necessary. I'm just telling the truth today, y'all. We get anxious, baby. We get afraid, not just because of that person feel I'm a threat to them. I'm a threat to them. So they're going to do stuff and act and try to self-sabotage inner stuff or do this or say this or all kind of manner of evil against me, not knowing that they making me feel threatened. And just like they scared, I'm scared. And now I'm in a place of anxiety and Jesus. I would say, take the wheel, Lord. We're talking about that fear that causes threats. We're talking about that kind of fear that threatens my friendship. Don't you know some people can be so afraid of somebody else taking their place as a friend until they would try it? I know he's smacking everybody all upside the head. He tearing us down today. Because fear messes us up. How about we go into a place of anxiety when we afraid we're gonna lose something or somebody? We get to losing our mind. That fear take us to a place, baby, where we after it's all over, we be sitting there, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I said that. Now we're in a place of embarrassment. That fear led you to embarrass yourself. What you think? That fear led you to something now you regret. We talking about the phantoms of fear. Now, why did that fear leave? Because of what I imagined in my mind. What I conjured up. And I got to prevent that. Or I got to do it before they do. Them phantoms. That imaginary stuff. Our own notions. Our emotions. Causes us to have phantoms. It causes us to react in a way that's unseemly. We get all out of character. We get to cussing, fussing, wanting to fight, kick, bite, scream, and scratch. And we ain't even got no nails, but we want to scratch. Seriously. We messed up. These phantoms. What is fear? An uneasy state of mind, usually over the possibility of an anticipated misfortune or trouble. It's profound reverence and awe, especially towards God Almighty. Now, we're scared of any and everything else, but we ain't scared of God. We ain't scared of him. Tell me what's wrong with that picture. I'm finna help us today. We're gonna start at verse 25, Matthew chapter 10. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? So I'm a part of God. I'm a part of Jesus. Don't I know that they gonna talk about me? They talk about Jesus, and the Bible declares he ain't even opened up his mouth. What make me think that folk and people ain't going to talk about me and try to defame me or try to make me look bad or try to kill my character? What make me think that ain't going to happen because they think or they believe their own delusions and phantoms? They own ways and they own. What make me think that this is the stuff that God been dealing with me about for the last week and a half? Because I wanted to know why. He sent me to these scriptures. He sent me to the script. What make you think it ain't going to happen to you? Who do you think you are? Do you think you any better than the very man that showed us that we got value? It's not just part of the territory, baby. Tried and true. Tried and true. What make you think it ain't gonna happen? What make you think people ain't gonna try to take credit for the work that you did? I'm gonna say that again. Because we could do all the work because we under somebody, and yet that person try to take credit for it. How is it gonna make? It's gonna put you in a place of anxiety, right? A place of fear. How is it gonna put you in a place of fear? Fear that I'm not gonna be recognized because I'm doing all the work, but they getting all the credit. Why they getting all the credit for what I'm doing? Because you got to first remember. I just said it. Look. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. You're going to be as that, but you're not going to be me. Did y'all get that? I'm put it another way. Jesus said, y'all see what I'm doing? Greater works you're going to do than what I'm doing. But you still, I'm the head man in charge. You may be doing this and you may be doing, but but you're afraid that you're not going to get credit. Then he goes on to say, your gift going to make room for you. You ain't got to worry. It ain't even your season yet. I got to teach you how not to be prideful and haughty. I did that. If it wasn't for me, then no. You better stop saying that or even thinking that, because it's causing some phantoms to go on in your mind until you may wake up a lunatic. Ask me. Baby, by the time I got to the hospital, I looked over at that lady. I said, I'm confused. And I ain't know nothing else. It was all gone. Y'all, did y'all hear what I say? And just 2 weeks ago, this is me. I can't believe my sister did that. Because if it wasn't for me, her kids would be in the system. I'm the one that had her kids when they came in such and such and such and such. I'm the one that got 2 jobs. And I did this for to make sure I took care of her household and my household. I'm the one that paid the bills and even her car note when she was incarcerated. I'm the one that gave Oh, pride. He got a way of letting you know. Stop taking credit for something that you think you're doing when you absolutely can do nothing without God. I woke up saying, a lunatic. Didn't even know my name. I'm talking about Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm trying to help somebody else not to do it. And if you did repent, don't do it again. How about that? I'm talking to somebody in here that's so distracted and don't want to hear the truth. But the truth will make you free. It'll put you in a place, baby, where you will consider, and your fear will not be a fault, but your fear will be the one that can put you in heaven and hell. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Come on, let's read. Verse 2, 26. Fear them not, therefore, I'm starting from the top. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. To reveal something is to make known through divine inspiration. Cannot nothing be revealed? It's a difference from telling something than something being revealed. You can tell all you want to, because you may be even telling a lie. But when it's revealed, baby, it's the truth. And that's inspired by God. It's to make something secret or hidden publicly or generally known or exposed. See, it's a difference from telling something than something being revealed. Please understand that. Fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So it ain't no secret. How many times I done told y'all? Say, they all in my business. You ain't got no business, and it ain't no secrets with the Lord. So stop thinking and believing that you're hiding, or you sneaking and creeping. You can't. It ain't no secrets with the Lord. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. So it don't matter what they say, how they say it, or when they say it, or how often that they say it. You got to say what thus say the Lord. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. And see, that individual that I was talking to on this week, they said, you're not afraid that they may do something to you or say something to you because they don't know. I say, absolutely not. They better be afraid of what God may do. Because the Bible says that if you offend the least of these, it's best that you put a milestone about your neck and cast yourself in the sea. In other words, you might as well commit suicide. But guess what? I thank God that I'm not easily offended. If I was easily offended, then it'd be a whole lot of funerals I went to. Besides ones that I was asked to go to. You think about it. See, offense brings about things. When you get offended, then you get hidden motives. You got motives and intentions towards folk that ain't good, and they evil, and they wicked. When you get offended, am I right or wrong? When you get offended, you premeditating or trying to do this or trying to do that because you afraid of this and afraid of that.
I want to know where he go. Get your brother,
baby. Yeah, I'm afraid he may walk off and I don't see him no more. Not the little girl, the little boy. He went out the door, baby. Fear. That boy about tall as me now. He at least 5'10". He taller than me. Fear. Fear happens into a place where we get so discombobulated until we doing all manner of evil against other folk. You fear not being accepted. You are y'all following me? This thing is so deep. I'm telling y'all what he said. Listen. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, mind you, it was two words used that was different. Kill and destroy. See, men may want to kill me. They may want to beat me up. They may want to do any and all manner of evil of me. But guess what? I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of somebody that can destroy me. To destroy is something a little bit deeper, a little bit worse than killing. To destroy means non-existence. To kill, you may still see that dead body. You may say, I'm talking to destroy. To destroy me not. No, baby, I'm not afraid of you. You. I'm not scared. I'm scared of the one that can destroy my very soul. Did you? I'm not afraid to approach nothing. I'm not afraid to say nothing. I'm not afraid to speak the truth. I'm not afraid to confess my mess. I'm not afraid to expose and tell all my business. Do it all the time. I'm not afraid I'm embarrassed, because I ain't embarrassed. You know what stopped me from being embarrassed and God allowed me to tell all my business? Because I'm delivered. I ain't there no more. I'm not embarrassed about that thing that I did, that way that I acted, that way that I treat. I'm not embarrassed about it, but I'm going to talk about it because I ain't doing it no more. It's not going to embarrass me when he exposed some foolishness inside of me, because I know he's trying to help me to be free. I know he's trying to help me to be free. I'm not going to feel some type of way if when the Lord's saying something to or through somebody and it's out, ooh, that sure did poke me in my side. You see what I'm saying? Because the Bible declares that the truth is going to make us free. He didn't say set us. Because the clock, you set clocks. It said, man, it's some things that got to be made to come up out of us. And it's okay to confess it. But in that confession is the first step. The second one is what? I taught y'all this on the prayer line. Action. You can confess all you want, but you got to take action in that confession and change. Because if you don't, what are you confessing for? You just want people to know. We already know. You're showing in your actions. But if you change your actions, we going to know that you're changing. Y'all get it? Just like we know you ain't, we know you can. We know you are. We know you desire to. It's an action word. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in where? Hell. It says hell. Not on earth. Hell. The Bible describes what hell is. So don't anybody think that it ain't real, because it is. It is. I don't want to go to hell. Lord knows I don't. This is the part I need y'all to understand. The name of the sermon, Phantoms of Fear, and it's a colon. I done described all that, didn't I? Now the second part. You are valued. Listen to this. I'm going to start from the top. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. In other words, he knows who you are. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Don't you know that you are more valuable than any and everything that even walked or was created on this earth? Because there is any and everything that can be destroyed, died, killed, or whatever on this earth. We are more valuable than them. Why do you think that you are more valuable than them? I want y'all to get them phantoms of fear out of your mind, because you need to know exactly how valuable you are. You so valuable that God said, I have no delight that not even the wicked should perish. So whether you are wicked, evil, whether you are good or it does not matter. You are valuable unto God. In that value that you need to understand that you are him, the numbers of your hair are even hit. The hairs on your head are even numbered. He knows every strand. I bet you you can't count every strand of hair on your head. Nobody can. It's thousands, I want to say millions of hair, strands of hair on our head. And just as they shed, you know how our hair shed? Just as our hair shed, God want to shed some stuff off of us. Because you got value. You got value whether you think you don't or not. You got value whether people say it or not. He just said they're going to talk about you. They're going to slander you. They're going to defame you. They're going to try to kill your character. They're going to try to make you think and believe that you can't, you ain't, and you won't, and you don't. They're going to try to enter in and try to be in your territory. Yeah, they're going to rain on your parade, baby. They are. They're going to do all these things out of fear and what's in the inside of their mind. But what you need to know is that you are valued. You are so valued into God. Sees everything. He says his eyes is everywhere on the good as well as the evil. His eyes is in everywhere. You need to understand that you are so valued that you ain't even got to think negative about yourself. You ain't got to think negative about other people and what they think about you. I'm going to say that again. Stop thinking negative concerning what you think other people think about you. I got to say it again. Stop thinking everybody think you ain't this and you ain't that, because they're going to think it anyway. Stop worrying about what other people say or what you think they think about you. What do you think about you? Oh, you think about yourself negative too, because they have been feeding this to you. And yeah, you are good enough. Stop saying you ain't good enough. You are beautiful enough. You are worthy. You can do what they say that you can't do. You just ain't tried, because they done said it so much until you scared. What you scared of? If God said it, it is true. If God said that you shall live and not die, you are going to live. If God said he going to heal and deliver, he going to heal and deliver. Oh, I am trying so hard and all that. No, don't try. Do it. Just do it. Like Nike. Just do it. Just do it. Come here. That's funny. Stand right here and point at yourself. Point at yourself like this. Just do it, y'all. Just do it. Make that change. Just do it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared that you won't be able to do it. Know that you can do it. Encourage yourself. We be worrying about, is somebody going to support us? We be worried about, is somebody going to tell somebody else about, you ain't got that. Just do it. Just do it. Business owner. Just do it. We got to step out into what God said. Without fear. Because let me tell you something. If you don't promote, you won't nobody else do it. Let the fruits of her hand praise her in the gates. Y'all, let me give y'all that scripture. Let me give y'all that scripture right quick. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So any and everything that you know to do or can do with your hands, you can bring your own revenue in. Because it's going to praise you in the graves. They're going to, you, who did your hair? Oh, such and such a thing. Girl, how much she charge? I don't know how much she going to charge you, but I'll give you a number.
Right.
Because everybody don't get the same prices.
Tell the
kids. They may want something different. And they may want the same thing. But they still may not be favored to get the price that you got. So I'm not telling nobody what you charge me. I'm not fit to be afraid. Both of us can do the same thing, right? Here you go, right here. This is right here. Both of us can do the same thing. And you did my hair. And my hair is slayed, baby. And so somebody asked me, who did your hair? I'm not going to be afraid to tell them that you did my hair. I'm not going to allow fear to stop me from promoting you because I can do hair too. You hear what I'm saying? Because she may be good in doing my hair the way that I want her to do it. But you may be good in pray. But you may be good in coloring. But both of us could color. But she laid my hair. And I'm going to sit up here and tell you, I done colored people hair before, but let me give you her number. I'm not fit to be afraid because fear caused me to want to compete. You ought to know. It'll cause me to want to. It can happen in relationships. How about friendships? Now, all of us friends, but you feeling some type of way because I asked them to go somewhere with me and I didn't ask you to go with us. How about you don't even like where we went? I'm just saying. So now I'm trying to compete against friendship, and now I don't like her, so now I gotta be fake because I'm afraid that I'm gonna lose your friendship, and you know, because everybody like you. Yeah. Don't you know that you value? I may ask you to go somewhere, and then I ask her, and now you still feeling some type of way because all three of us together. You ain't asking me to go nowhere by myself, would you? So y'all see it. Whether you do or whether you don't, people still gonna talk about you. They still gonna have phantoms in their mind. They still gonna think this type of way or think that type of way. They still gonna act this type of way or act that type of way. Phantoms of fear. These creations that we have down in the inside of our mind puts us in a place of fear and anxiety. We ain't got no reason to be anxious about absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We don't want to wait on nothing. And then when we go ahead and step out of the will of God and do what we want to do, we regret stuff in all kind of ways. And then in our regret, when God shows us that we did what we wanted to do, we say this. This is what we say. When I accept it, Lord, I gotta accept it. Ain't no sense in me being afraid. Ain't no sense in me. What you scared of? You got shoes? Step on. Fear. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about fear. Fear. So let me tell y'all about my dream last night. This dream just blew me. Now, mind you, the Lord had been talking to me all week about fears and how people is and what people gonna do. I don't care what nobody say about me and what they do. I don't care how nobody act or don't act or react.
much energy I waste.
I posted something on Facebook and I said, from now on, I'm not entertaining nothing that don't glorify God. I'm just not. I'm not. If a person, it's just okay to everything. Whether they accept it or not, okay to that too. I ain't feeling have phantoms in my thoughts. Well, why they thinking this, or why they doing this, or why they can't, or why they ain't, or why they should. Well, that's no more phantoms for you, that. No more phantoms. In my thought, in my mind, I don't care what no, baby. If that's exhausting, it's exhausting. It is too much. I'm not, because he sent me to this last scripture, y'all, in Proverbs, and we said it on the prayer line. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Listen, the fear of man bringeth a snare. What is a snare? It's something that catches and holds you. You think I'm gonna let a phantom that I conjured in my mind, or what you think about me, have a stronghold on me like that? Well, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I'm all in it. I'm walking around looking like a prune. That I ain't gonna let this, not yet, not today. Listen to this, because it get a little deeper. I'm gonna tell you what it's on. It's something about which one is entangled. Did y'all hear me? Involved in difficulties or impeded. And what is impeded? To interfere with or slow the progress of. That word, impeded, gave me a light bulb moment. If I allow myself to be held by what other people do to me, what they think about me, how they lie, how they cheat, how they feel evil and wicked, and if I allow myself to be entangled in that, it's going to slow the progress of what God want to do in me, because I am valued. I am valued. And my value is not going to go to waste, all because of my own phantoms in my mind and in my thoughts. I hinder my own self. I sabotage my own growth. I put my own stumbling blocks before me, all because of my own imaginations of what you think about me. Oh, you're not going to look at me the same, so I'm dwelling on that. Oh, you're not treating me like you treat everybody else. I'm hindering my own self from growing, because I'm so entangled in the appearance of everything and everybody else, until I'm stuck and clueless. Why am I clueless? Because I don't understand my value. I read it. He said, every hair on your head is numbered. Oh, I'm not as pretty as them. No, I'm prettier. Stop looking down on yourself. No, I'm too big to do something about it then. Don't you know men like big girls? Did you hear what I'm saying? They actually, let me rephrase that. They love it. Let me tell you something. My son is 35 years old, and he liked big women older than him. He liked big girls. I mean big girls. I'm going to say it again. Big girls. He loved them. My mom was a big woman, and she always had a man or a fiance. She got married 3 times. I'm just a woman. Don't y'all know you cannot? There's a, my hair ain't long enough. They got weave, girl. Buy you some. I mean, seriously, we have no reason to be afraid of not being accepted or presentable. Oh, I ain't got this. I ain't got this to wear. Baby, they got too many. Go on Shein. You could buy your whole outfit for $5. Go to the thrift store. You could find some valuable stuff in here. For real, for real. Did you hear what I say? Don't be so prideful and ungrateful that you don't want to accept something that somebody give you. Because even though they had it and it was cute on them, you put it on and they look better on you. I mean, seriously. For real. I'm telling you, and the reason why I say that is because I was shopping when I was like, that dress is so ugly. I say, you know what, but it's so cheap. Let me go try it on. Because it was only $4 and some at Kato's. I love Kato's. So I'm only going to shop on clearance, right? Because you know they too high. Just like Kohl's. I love Kohl's, but they clearance right off the hook, y'all. I'm telling y'all. So I went in there and I tried it on. I was like, no. Let me buy this little ugly dress. Because it sure look good. So it may be, that ain't my style or I don't like it. Just try it on. Because what you was given or what somebody presents you, it may be becoming of you. When it just look good on them, it may look great on you. You see what I'm saying? We never know. We got to stop being afraid of our own presentations. Because we hinder ourselves. The Bible says it's a snare. Look. What is a snare? It's something that catches and holds you. It's something by which one is entangled, involved in difficulties, or impeded. It's to interfere with or to slow the progress. Don't be afraid to step out into your entrepreneurship. You slow your own progress because if God said do it, do it. And then he'll put people in your life that will help you do some things. You better accept that help. See, this is it right here. Your trust can be in your job because you see it. It appears to you. You know it's a guarantee you're going to get the check. But if I step out in my own business, it ain't no guarantee that people going to support me or do this or do that, do that. So God will put somebody in your life to help you to succumb that fear. You know what? You keep going to work. You do what you do or whatever. But make this and make that. And then I do all the footwork for you. I be your mouthpiece. And then you still don't do nothing. You afraid that. So why are you afraid? Because if you don't do what God designed you, baby, God will give you the whole little plan. He'll tell you what to do and even how to do it. Any and everything that you can do, do it for the bringing revenue. The Lord had me praying a couple weeks ago. Not only is he going to bring the revenue in, I said, Lord, I thank you for the revenue through all the extra avenues. That's just what he had me to pray. I'm thanking him in advance for the doors that he is open, has already opened. That's what he told me. He said, I saw a whole bunch of doors just open, y'all. And I saw folks just standing at the doors. The Lord said, I'm preparing your hearts to cross over the threshold. The door's already open. So he got to prepare our hearts. So if that door is open, I'm not going to be afraid to step through it. Now that fear can be this. Let me give y'all an example. The Lord keep telling me to stop this and stop doing that and do this and do that. And I'm afraid because I'm so used to doing it. You could be afraid to stop doing something because I'm afraid to keep my mouth closed because I need to get my point across. I need to say what I need to say. I need to be heard. I'm afraid that I'm not being heard. But the Lord done told you to be quiet. He done told you that. So in the midst of him preparing your heart, he going to keep challenging you to see if you're going to be quiet. Because before you cross that threshold, I need you to be able to shut your mouth because somebody is fit to help you and you need to listen and learn instead of to listen to respond. See, he got to prepare. Let me give y'all another example. I'm talking about the fear, baby. These phantoms in our mind hinder us. I just gave y'all the definition. I'm not making this stuff up. Let me give y'all another example. I'm afraid to be by myself, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stay with who I'm with. Because, I mean, I'm just going to keep praying and keep trusting God. He eventually put a ring on it. He'll come around because the Lord done told me and the Lord done showed me. And then, so I'm afraid to the... Okay. Your fear of being by yourself. You can't cross the threshold because you're still standing at that door. Why can't I cross the threshold? Because I'm afraid to be by myself. How about the Lord trying to teach you to be by yourself? Because when you cross that threshold, you may not can't take them with you. They may not be able. That's what the Lord told me. I'm using this example because this guy put a ring on it. Yeah. In the midst of it, I'm like, Lord, I know, God, you're going to change him. I know, Lord, you're going to. Now, Lord done told me this. Listen, he said, he going to die in his sin. I said, but you know prayer changes things, right? Baby, I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm praying. And we'll break up to make up, get back together. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. He said, it's two things that's hindering you. Didn't I just read say we hinder ourselves? He says two things that's hindering you. I said, what is it that's hindering me, Lord? He said, your disobedience. Because I already told you what to do, son of man. Your disobedience. And because you don't trust me. I say, what you mean I don't trust you? I trust you with any and everything in me. He said, yeah, but not for this. So when I let him go, the Lord said, now you can step through. And when I step through that door, my entire life turned around, y'all. When I say, you. I say, Lord, why you there? He said, because everybody is not qualified to partake in the inheritance that I have for you. They're just not. See, some people be attached to you or stay attached to you, even though they hate you, don't want to be around you, and all this and all this and all that, because they are afraid if they detach, they won't be part of the inheritance. Okay. Let me give y'all another example. Y'all want me to keep going? Let me give y'all another example. I say, Lord, I don't even know what you want me to do next. God, I don't even know how to approach this thing. don't even know what to say. God, and I want it. I don't want no friction. I don't want no arguing. I just need you to help me to. Lord, help me. Let me decrease, God, because you know my emotions, and Lord, I need you to help me. The Lord said, "It's only one thing you got to do." I said, "What?" He said, "You know what you prayed for, right? And you know what you trust and what you believe for me to do." He says, "Only one more thing that you got to do." I said, "What?" "No, I can do it." I say, I thought trusting and believing was going to activate it. He says, "The knowing." It's the knowing. It hit different. So I trust that I'm going to get my paycheck before I go, because I go to work. I believe they're going to write it out and it's going to be right. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to cash it or not. See, you can trust something and you can believe it. But to activate it, it's all in. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The evidence is the knowing. I know. So this is why I tell y'all, change them prayers. Change them up. When you go to God and you start asking him to help you and all this, you don't pour first, you're gonna start thanking him. The Bible says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise." You're gonna start thanking him and praising him. That's the first thing you're gonna do when you get ready to go into prayer. And then after you go into prayer, after you get through thanking him and praising him, you're gonna automatically shift because you're thinking of all the things that he done did for you. In the midst of you shifting, it's going to change the condition of your hearts. Are y'all paying attention? I'm telling y'all verbatim how to get some results in your prayers. Okay? In the midst of it, as he changing your heart, you done thank him, you done praise him, and you done worship him. It's going to shift some things in your heart. And then you start pouring out that thing that troubles you. That's worrying you. And when I say pour it out, I'm not talking about just crying. If you mad, "Lord, I'm so sick," let him have it. When I say empty it all out, let him all have it. See, because you can go to your friends or your relatives or your loved ones or even the man you're sleeping with or the woman that you're sleeping with. It does not matter. When you go to them, you letting them have most of it, but you're not letting them have all of it. You can let God have it all, y'all. I dare you to let him have it all. And then in the midst of you letting him have it all, then because you done already thanked him, you done praised him, you done worshiped him, you done emptied yourself out. Now you go into a place of asking him to do what you want him to do. Y'all getting it? Y'all paying attention? I'm going to give y'all the instructions again. You're going to thank him. You're going to praise him. You're going to worship him. And then you're going to empty yourself out. You're going to give it all to him, okay? And then after you get through giving it all to him, start asking him for what you want him to do, okay? And then, because you shifting. Don't y'all know y'all going, it shifts in prayers. You shifting, okay? And in the midst of you shifting and you asking him, then go to that place of assurance. "Lord, I know you're going to do what I ask you to do." Be specific. "Lord, I know you're going to change my attitude. Lord, I know you're going to rekindle our relationship. Lord, I know you're going to reconcile that friendship. Lord, I know." Start saying what you know. See, this is going to activate it. And then in the midst of it, thank him again. Now you're shifting again, and you may go into a shout because he's going to get to talking back to you. He's going to get to tell you, "Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." See, these shifts, it be a shift. Yeah, I can't explain it. I can't explain how the shifts take place. But what I can explain is that it do. It changed some things. So when that challenge, that situation, or that phantom of fear, or all that stuff try to come up against you again, I mean, I already prayed about that. I know God handling that. Forget all about it. I'm not going to worry about whether or not they're going to cut my lights out. Let them come. The Lord may want you to be in the dark so you can see his light in it. I'm telling you, say sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. My lights got cut off. My son had to be maybe about 15 years old. He's 35 today, y'all. Let me tell you, I went through. I was looking in that Bible. In the midst of me looking in that Bible, don't y'all know I even written down in the Bible the day and the year that I reconciled myself with God? It was February of the year 2003. That I never remember that until I looked in the Bible today. I told y'all I was looking at the depths and all that stuff because he brought my sister. My sister been dead almost 30 years. Not even knowing. Now listen to this. God will bring things to your memory that you prayed about years ago, that he prepared your heart so that you can walk through that door. Did y'all hear what I say? God will show you you. What God is going to show you you. So that you can understand you can keep being you. Because he want to give you that promise. He want to give you any and everything in this life. He said it in his word. We ain't got to wait to go to heaven to be in a mansion, y'all. He said in this life we can enjoy these things. He said we can enjoy all this stuff and not be afraid of losing it. You ain't got to be afraid of losing absolutely nothing that God has given you. And guess what? He used people to bless other folk. It could be just, God can just, it could be a blessing just to walk up to somebody, hug them and say, God bless you. God bless you. Do y'all know how much power that is? God bless you. For real, God bless you. So if I say God bless you, or you say God bless me, or you tell me, don't you know you speaking life in my life? Just by me saying, God bless you, sweetie. May the Lord's face shine upon you. Don't you know you speaking faith over my life? Don't you see, these scriptures have power. Did you hear what I say? The Lord be with you. Don't you know you praying for my protection? I want to pray for your hand. Don't you know you praying for my prosperity? Oh, I speak life in your life. Oh, don't you know you praying that I be of an old age? Come on, y'all. Why are we afraid? There's absolutely nothing that we should be afraid of. Not even death. Because he said he put death under his feet. And then it's the scriptures that say, oh, we just living to live again. So why am I even afraid of that? Oh, come on, somebody. Am I getting y'all today? I hope y'all get me. I'm living proof of it, y'all. He said, I give you brand new mercies every day. So that's not just one mercy. That's all day long. If it's mercies, so no matter what I do, how I act, no matter how people treat me, no matter how they talk about me, he's going to have mercy on me as well as them. So guess what? I'm going to have compassion for you. And I'm going to feel sorry for you. Because he's giving us a brand new mercy every single day, all day long. He says that his grace is sufficient. And even though I do not deserve it, he ain't got no delight that I should perish. So I know no matter what I do, how I act, he's still going to love me. He said it ain't going to separate his love from me. That's letting me know I'm valued. I'm valued. So I'm not going to be concerned about what you think about me because I'm valued. I may fall, but the Bible says I'm not cast out. So I'm not going to think that you're casting me out because I don't care. God say he's not going to cast me out. So talk about me because I am part of the household of faith. And I simply believe God. I'm not going to be concerned about all these things. I'm not going to be afraid of not being accepted because he said he engrafted me. And if he engrafted me, I know I'm somebody because he said I'm a royal priesthood, baby. I'm not just mediocre. I am royalty. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you act. I'm not going to be afraid of you not loving me. Because he said that he's not going to just love me, but he's going to love me not to death, but until the end of the world. The end of the world. I got that kind of love, baby. So if you don't love me, it's okay. Because my love that I have coming unto me, you cannot even compare to it. I'm valued. I'm not going to let phantoms of fear put me in a place of hesitation, to put me in a place of doubt, to put me in a place of thinking that I cannot because I am not, because I think of what you think of me. Oh, no. I'm not going to allow them strongholds to have me all bitter and hateful and evil because he said I am mighty through him. To what? To the pulling down of strongholds.
Bringing every word into captivity that's opposite of what God said to me. You tell me that ain't no value. I'm valued, baby. I'm valued.
I can fall 100 times. He's gonna forgive me if I have a contrite heart and I repent. It don't matter. I don't care. Baby, let me tell you something. When I was in church for real, I never stopped coming. I never stopped trying. I still was smoking weed. I still was hopping on the gun. Baby, I still was doing any and everything that I wanted to do. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God had engrafted me into his kingdom. And what did he tell me? Nothing is going to stop him from loving me. But my sin will separate me from him. That don't mean that he don't love me. It doesn't. He want me to recognize what's down in the inside of me, that I may come to a place of repentance. If I come into a place of repentance, obedience is going to fall in there. And I'm going to willingly be obedient. And then what he say? You're going to eat the good of the land. Baby, I'm going to get everything I want. That's how the mercies work. I'm valued. I'm not going to allow fear to cause me to be a slave anymore. I'm not a slave to fear. I'm not. I want y'all to write down any and every fear that you have. Any and every doubt that you have. Any and everything that's got you in that place that's causing you to be, or it is hard for you to repent or to let go. And then I want y'all to bring these things up to the altar. I'm sitting on the chair next to you. Bring them to the altar. Every child in the sanctuary, please get on your knees, please. Because it's praying time. When you come up here to this altar, please come with a repentant heart. Come asking God to help you. We just want to do things our way. I'm going to say it again. Put these things on the altar. And when you put them on the altar, stay on the altar and stop praying for yourself, because we all need Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Write down every fear. Write down any and everything that you know has caused you to hinder your own self. Put a stumbling block in front of your own self. Don't matter what nobody else says. You stop allowing phantoms to be in your mind, causing you to be afraid to face some things, confess some things, release some things, vent about some things, take accountability, and acknowledge some things. Do some things that the Lord told you to do. Stop doing some things that he don't want you to do. Open up your heart. Accept the Lord. Make yourself available without fear. No, it ain't all going to happen overnight, so don't think he can't do it, but he got to teach you something. He got to prepare your heart in order to accept some things. He got to, let me tell you something. We still in preparation of accepting just who we are and what's down in the inside of us, because it ain't easy to accept the ugly part of our own selves. Help us on today, God. Cover us today, Lord. Oh, my man, Neroko Shanera Lakasi. Oh, Baba Shedroko Sia Yeroko Shane. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my man, Neroko Sia Yeroko Shanera Lakasi. Oh, my mind, oh God, we know exactly who you are, God. Oh, my mind, oh Baba, she is a local son, little like I see, a little local. I bind and rebuke every phantom in the thoughts and in the mind on today. Oh, Baba, shall we look for sea? God is such a gentleman. He can help us to be free. But we got to accept the truth that it can make us free. Oh, Mama, you look for sea, you look for sea. Phantoms of fear. You are valued. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch us as we write these things down. All these fears and all these tears, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that cause us to be in a place, God, where we cannot be free in our mind because we are afraid of this and afraid of that. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast our cares at your feet, because we know that you care for us. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up our understanding as we write these things down, God, that we would not lean to our own understanding, Lord. I'm asking you to remove any distractions and notions in our minds, that even in our thoughts, that prevent us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from stepping forward and being true even to our own selves. Lord, I'm asking you to cast out any and every fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we even have it inside of our hearts, God. Not just our thoughts, but in our hearts on today, Father God, because you say that very thing that we fear the most is to come upon us suddenly. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and prepare our hearts, Father God, in knowing that we do not have to be afraid because you are with us, Lord. We do not have to be afraid of being alone because you say you are with us even until the very end of the world. We do not have to be afraid, Father God, and not be in love because, Lord, you said that nothing would separate your love from us. Lord, we do not have to be afraid, Father God, of not having what we need Because, Lord, you say that you will supply all our needs. We do not have to fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of people coming up against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you say that any and every mouth that rises against us, Father God, you will shut it up. Lord, we do not have to fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local sea, I get a local sea, for not having a thing, Father God, because you already said that if we are willing and obedient, that we would eat the good of the land, God, that you would give us all these things. Lord, we do not have to fear all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to think or believe, Lord, that you have forgot about us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you do not have amnesia, dementia, Father God, or even memory loss, Lord. Oh, God, you are the one, Lord. We ain't got to fear of dying, Lord, because you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you put death under your feet, and we are even living here to live again. We are just pilgrims passing through. Lord, we do not even have to fear, Father God, of not even having a friend, Lord, because you even called us your friend. Oh, God, hey, thank you for being my friend, God. You said a friend, really a friend, to get a life, Lord. You gave your life for me, for us, Lord. I know you're my friend. I ain't got to worry about you being disloyal. I ain't got to worry about you talking about me, Lord, because you're going to talk to me. I ain't got to worry about you slandering me, but you're going to expose that thing, Father God, that is not pure inside of me. I thank you for being my friend. Lord, I ain't got to worry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not having the right kind of mother, the right kind of father, Lord, because you say you are the mother to the motherless and the father to the fatherless, Lord. I don't have to be afraid of these things. I ain't got to be afraid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of my talents and my gifts, Father God. I get a local seat being acknowledged, Lord, because you said that they're going to make room for me, God. I ain't got to fear, Father God, of not being elevated, because you, Lord, that you don't go see, said that you are the one to get promotions. I ain't got to fear none of these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that I can get all these things in and through you, God. I ain't got to fear, Father God, of not being accepted, God, because you said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you engrafted me into your kingdom. We don't have to fear these things, God. Remove the fences of the fear of the man, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people, Father God, will be able to step forward and step up in integrity, God. They will not have to compete against one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local Shia. They got to talk about one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local Shana. They got to have evil and wicked thoughts against one another, Father God. We do not have to fear, Father God. He called it a local Shia, a local Shana. Of not being accepted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, be local Shia. Because you said you number the very hairs of our head. And we worth more than just a sparrow. God, you say that we are valued. You showed us our value, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when you sent your son for us. He died for us. He died that we may have life and have it in an abundance. So we ain't got to worry about not lacking anything, because you want us to have life in that abundance. We accept that abundance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We accept what you spoke of each and every last one of our lives individually, Lord. We accept your approval. We accept you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the one that sent your son, that we are authenticated. So I don't need approval from nobody else. I don't need acknowledgement from nobody else. Oh, God, I ain't got to worry and be afraid that I cannot defend myself, because your son justified me, God. He did it all. He did it all. Oh God, I don't have to be a We don't have to exhaust ourselves anymore. We be so exhausted by trying to prove things. We be so exhausted by trying to be seen. We be so exhausted. We do, God. I'm asking you right now to help us, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept our journey individually. And some of our journeys may be down a tough road because of our disobedience. Some of our journeys, Father God, may be hard, Father God, because you're trying to teach us something. Some of our journeys, Father God, in the name of Jesus, may need us to put our pride down so that we may be able to confess some things without embarrassment, shame, or fear. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to know that you are God just who you say you are. And your love is, Father God. Help us to have a contrite heart. Help us to have a heart of compassion. Give us a heart of piety. Give us a heart of love on today. Give us a heart of acceptance, Father God, that we may be able to accept what you have taught us. To accept what you are saying. To accept on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and take action and change. We want to change, Lord. We want to change our man. We want to change our heart. We want to change on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we dare not complain. We dare not complain. I bind and rebuke that spirit of complaining. I bind and rebuke that spirit of fear. And I loose the spirit of gratitude. I loose the spirit of courage. Oh, mama, I bind and rebuke that spirit of lying. And I loose that spirit of truth. Oh, mama, I bind and rebuke that spirit of hindrance. And I loose the spirit of acceptance on today. Oh, mama, I need a local shun, need a local see. Oh, mama, I need a local shun. Oh, God, every prayer that we put on the altar, Father God, you know any and everything that we wrote down, God. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus that we need. I'm asking you to remove any hidden motives and any hidden intentions on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Lord, it may not be easy for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but I'm asking you, Lord, he called it, and he don't go shouting it like I see. Oh, God, that you will remove that spirit of being disdained. You remove that spirit of distraction. You will remove the hardness of the heart on today, Father God, and give us a heart of flesh. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can, you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. There's so many of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it's hard for us to accept some things. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, as we outpour these things unto you right now, God. We ask you to answer these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make sure that I anoint everybody's feet, please, before you guys go back to your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all to be afraid of nothing. From this day forward, every time fear try to overtake you, that anxiety or any of that stuff that causes you to be in the wrong place in your thoughts, I want you to big blood Jesus over your mind. And in the midst of doing it, I want you to stop praying for yourself. And encourage yourself. And knowing what God can do. And how he's going to do it. All the children think I'm going to talk to you down soon. I'm going to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you. I want y'all to come stay in the prayer aisle. All the children.
I'm going to talk to you today. Watch him turn it for you.
He's
not done with what it started.
Listen, you plug this up for me, it's about to happen.
Cause he's
I'd like to play this song for you.
So hello, hello, sure, hello.
Yeah.
let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me.
Y'all doing too much.
Yeah.
Oh God, touch each and every individual in the sanctuary on today, God. Covers in your blood and hides behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, I'm asking you to comfort and cover us on today, Lord. Give us your peace on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. As we release these things unto you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things is going to work out for our good. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that things are going to work out for our good. So we trust in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We hold it on to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that everything is working out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any and everything that you already designed for us is just simply for us. Just say that to yourself. What God has for me is just for me.
It is for me.
Keita, what God has for you, I can't have. It's just for you. What God has for me, you can't have it. It's for me. What God has for you is just for you. Everything that he has for each and every last one of us individually is something great because you are valued. Just say that to yourself. Say, I'm valued. Say it to yourself. I am valued. Know that you are valued. Stop thinking and believing that you're not valued. Not only is you valued, God numbered the very hairs on your head. He already know what he got planned for you. He planned it even before you became in existence in the very bowels of your mama belly. So he got to prepare your heart to receive it. But in order for you to receive it, sweetie, you got to first accept it. So I come in agreement with any and everything that God has for us. Individually. Come in agreement with it for yourself. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Can't nobody take your blessing. Can't nobody stop nothing that God has for you. Can't nobody hinder nothing. I don't care what they say, how they act, or even what they think or believe about you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, any and everything, Father God, that you want to take out of us, God. Take it out, Lord. That we may be able to receive everything that you have for us. Lord, we don't get it right all the time. We don't do what we are designed to do for you all the time. But we know that you are able, Lord, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. thank you for what you are about to do in our lives in advance. There's so many things that God has promised us individually. We need to know and understand that we could depend on him, but you got to trust him, you got to believe him, and then you got to know that he can do it. Removing any hidden motives and any hidden intentions. Asking God to change and fix our hearts, that we may be able to receive these things. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We carry so much of this stuff, and it just put us in a place where God don't want us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us in our unbelief. Help us in our unbelief, God. All you need is a little bit of mustard seed faith.
Expect the incredible. Receives the impossible faith.
Help us, Lord.
That can conquer anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith that runs.
I just keep seeing you moving up, Nicole. You just moving up, moving up, moving faith. Up. God, keep on promoting you naturally as well as spiritually. You'll see.
Faith to vision my freedom.
Jesus.
I have faith that can conquer.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid of the next, y'all.
To reach the unreachable.
Don't be afraid of the next.
Faith to fight the unbeatable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith to remove the unmovable. Faith.
Thank you, Jesus, for this faith.
The invincible.
I touch and agree with any and everybody in here. According to your faith, be it unto you now in Jesus' name. I touch and agree with any and everybody in here. According to what you believe and what worketh in you, let it be so. That's the kind of faith I have. for everybody in here. Because I know if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Thank you, Jesus. Expansion. Nicole, that's what I just heard. Expansion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's done so much for us already, you guys. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your husband right at your door, Shamari. Just at your door, but you ain't gonna have to do it by yourself no more. Actually, you ain't gonna have to do it at all, cause he gonna do it all. Just what each and every last one of us need. And when he said expansion for you, Nicole, it's almost like I saw it's either gonna be a building take place in your life, not a building, a building. Building. You understand what I'm saying? It's been you. Can I tell you why these things gonna happen for you? Because of your heart towards his people. It ain't hard for you to forgive folks. You just make boundaries. And being fake and all that, you just make boundaries. Because even if you don't care for a person like that, you ain't gonna be fake. You'll rather get up and leave instead of entertain not being authentic. You so authentic until you'll see. I just see expansion and building it, like add-ons and all kind of stuff. I'm so excited for you. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious towards us. And the thing is, when you know you go into that ugly place inside of you towards people, Nicole, it's almost like you instantly catch it and be like, Lord, oh, please help me, because I don't want to be like that. I don't want it. And then you will stop yourself. You literally will stop you. You do not allow your emotions to dictate your actions in front of folk. You thank God. Thank God. Because it took work, years of work for you to get to that place. So please tell everybody it ain't easy. And it don't happen overnight. But you learn how to close your mouth. You learn how to, oh my gosh. Jesus. You put your body and your thoughts under subjection. It ain't easy. Did y'all hear what she said? She said, I just got like that. You see what I'm saying? So it take work. So if you just getting like that, you had to keep working on it, didn't you? And still, because it's hard. It's hard. So in Keita said it on the prayer line the other day. She said, I refuse not to keep trying. You see, you keep trying. You got it. If y'all, I'm telling y'all, the fears that we have in the inside of our mind and our thoughts, we mess our own selves up. I encourage y'all today. He been dealing with me about this stuff for about a week and a half. And it started with me. That's why I can relate. That's why I can tell it the way I'm telling it. Because I had to experience it. And it's okay. It's okay. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I love you guys so much. God is God, and he God all by himself. He don't need no help. He know what each and every last one of us need. He know what each and every last one of us desire. Y'all tell all these fathers and daddies, I said happy Father's Day today. Please. Y'all notice I had to change it to daddies. Because everybody can't be a father. There's only one. And that's God. And some people who gave me their tithes and their offering on this week. I don't know where everybody at, but please pray for the folk and the people. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to just start speaking positive stuff in y'all life, okay?
And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car.
For real.
I was looking at some homes, and one day
I don't want nobody in here to think negative anymore. I don't. Didn't Lord say you was valued? He said today, and it was for everybody in this sanctuary, you are valued. So don't allow these phantoms, these imaginations, these illusions in your mind, in your thoughts. Think negative about yourself, put you in a place of fear and anxiety. Worrying about what people say about you, think about you. Who cares? You caring too much about the little mediocre. What I tell y'all, I say y'all think about the wrong stuff. I've been telling y'all that for years. Think on things that are pure, kind of a good report. God done said stuff about you and done promised you stuff. It ain't happen yet. It don't mean it ain't gonna happen. He preparing you to make it happen. What the world? Gather yourself. Gather your thoughts. Realize your value in him. I don't care if don't nobody else value me. They may not value me, but they see my value. And for real, y'all. Just try to, I'm blessed, my seed blessed, my money blessed, my house blessed, my car, my foot blessed, my leg blessed, my blessed. Yeah, all of it blessed. My, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out, baby. My land blessed, my earlobe blessed. I'm just blessed. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud. You blessed because you breathe. I'm blessed for life. I'm blessed because I got strength. Other folk ain't got it. I'm blessed. I'm telling you. And then keep saying it over and over. It keeps happening for me. What keep happening? Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. When you bless other folk, I dare you bless other people. And it's going to be blessed to you. What in good measure? Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. That's a blessing, baby. Be willing to do stuff. Not just to do it because you want accolades or you want to get acknowledged or it's hard, I did this and no, bless somebody. Willingly do it. And be obedient. He said you're going to eat the good of the land. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. It's all, I'm telling y'all, it's all, that Bible blesses me. Every time I read it, I'm like, oh Lord, I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for the blessing. I'm not going to complain about absolutely nothing because it could be worse. I'm not going to sit up here and complain and say, I can't, you love them more than you love me, Lord. You love us all the same because you died for all of us. I just got to accept that love so that I can receive the love in. Wow. Because he be loving on us, y'all. He be loving on us. He love us so much, he tell us that we a mess. And then he be specific about our mess. And then he say, I'm going to help you clean up that mess. So not only is I'm a mess and I may be damaged, he even say I'm damaged goods. Come on. That's a, I'm just saying. Baby, if he can do it for me, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all. I don't think nobody in here was worse than me. And all the stuff. I thank God my freedom ain't predicated on what I did, what I said, how I acted, what I premeditated, and how much of it I did, and how much of it I thank God my freedom ain't predicated on that. My freedom is predicated on me what? Knowing I'm free through what? The blood of Jesus. That's that knowing right there. That's what activated my freedom. That's what activated. Come on, you guys. One of my favorite songs for the play right now. Listen.
I speak blessings of health.
I speak blessings upon everybody in this sanctuary. I do.
I'm excited about your win.
I'm excited about what God is going to do for you. Did y'all hear me? I mean that from the pit of my soul. I do. I love this song. Y'all just don't know. It ministers to me every time I hear it. I'm like, Lord, why is it so hard for us as people to bless somebody else? I'm praying blessings. I'm praying for your victory. See, you can be an overcomer because I'm praying for your victory. I'm praying for your strength. That song ministers to me. Come on, y'all. Let's hold it up. Oh, God. I'm asking you.